أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث ليس لأحد من الناس فيهن رخصة: بر الوالدين مسلما كان أو كافرا، والوفاء بالعهد لمسلم كان أو كافرا، وأداء الأمانة إلى مسلم كان أو كافرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دو شيف الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O believers who have iman in their hearts, amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafatan, enter into the fold of Islam. Kafatan. The key word in this ayat-i kareema is the word kafatan. Every word of the Quran is important, but the key word in this ayat-i kareema just recited is the word kafatan. Enter into Islam in its entirety, completely. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوبُ مُبِينَ, shaitan is your enemy, a clear enemy. عَدُوبُ مُبِينَ, a clear enemy. كَافَّةً in the Arabic language means absolute fulfillment, to fulfill something absolutely, 100%. And that is the only way one can experience and taste halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. For an example, if an individual decided to perform zuhr salat and he made salam at the end of 3 rakat, 3rd rakat, or in the 2nd rakat, or even in the 1st rakat, you don't have to go to a mufti sahab or a mawli sahab or anybody. You can go to an ordinary person and ask him that he made salam in the 2nd rakat or in the 3rd rakat, and he stood up with the intention of the farz, zuhr salat, which is 4 rakat. He says, is the namaz valid or not? What fatwa would you give it this? Invalid. MashaAllah. That is the fatwa which Idris would give. Invalid. And I agree with him. I hope you agree too. No doubt. This fatwa is given that namaz is not accepted. Sawali nahi paida hota. It's not a very hard decision, quite an easy one. It's an easy question. The hard one will go to somewhere else. But Islam means to fulfill something to its complete, in its entirety, the hukam that Allah has given us. You start with Allahu Akbar and you exit the salat with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And because it's hadith that to exit salat, one has to make salam. That is why, if for some reason you have to break salat, if for some reason, then the tariqah is that at least one should make salam. One should make salam. We shouldn't just say Allahu Akbar and then just break off his salat and continue and do whatever he has to do. No. If he says Allahu Akbar and if he has to in an emergency, then he must make salam, because that is the tartib in the hadith mentioned. So you have to pray 4 rakats in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that deed. That is the law. That is the tartib, the law of the Quran, that in zuhur there is 4 rakats. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafatan. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu. O believers, bring iman. So one already has got Iman, but yet Allah is saying, no, Amanu Aminu. You have Iman, but Allah is saying, bring Iman. Bring Iman in its entirety. Be a Muslim, 100% Muslim. Not a 20% Muslim, not a 30% Muslim, not a 40% Muslim. Don't present Islam or understand Islam and make amal on Islam to our own convenience. That is not right. We have to follow the tartib of Sharia, because Islam is a way of life, much different to other religions. Islam is a way of life. Subhanallah. That is the beauty of Islam. Compatibility only comes when one follows Islam. For an example, a lady once said that, my husband doesn't like me wearing a scarf. My husband doesn't like me wearing a scarf. So what am I to do? Subhanallah. If you were to pose the same question to a person who was not a Muslim, take for an example Christianity, Judaism, or Hinduism, Sikhism, any other religion, and with this masla, refer the same masla to their priests, the learned people, I wonder what fatwa they would give. I wonder what fatwa they would give, decision they would come up with. Because they haven't got the basis, they don't have any knowledge. There's no do's and do nots. It's nothing, it's all empty. And subhanallah, every query is dissolved because of one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الله. There is no obediency in the creation to follow someone, whether he is your husband or parents, if he is breaking the law of the Quran. If he is breaking the law of the Quran, you don't have to follow him. Someone might say that, no, I don't want you to perform or pray Salat. You can't pray Salat. Subhanallah. What are we to do? No. Absolutely no. We don't have to respect him and honor him in that way. So compatibility, the more you are close to Islam, subhanallah, the more unity and the more love is there. That is why it's very, very important. Allah is saying, آمَنُ دْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ. The more Islamic minded a person becomes, then subhanallah, the more peaceful he becomes. The more peaceful he becomes. He becomes a Sufi, very peaceful man. Subhanallah al-Azim. He follows the tartib of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. What we have to remember, unfortunately, we the Muslims, especially in England, we feel that, we only become 100% Muslims when we enter the masajid. And the minute we leave the masjid, we become artificial Muslims. That's the problem. We have to follow Islam everywhere. When we are in our homes, offices, factory, any event, you could be out in town, you could be walking, you could be waiting for someone, you could be on the bus stop. The rules and regulation of Islam apply all the time. It is a way of life. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Salafun لَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فِيهِنَّ رُخْصَى. There is no compromise in three things. No compromise. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ مُسْلِمًا كَانَ أَوْ كَافِرًا. In honoring and respecting your parents, whether the parents are Muslim or whether they are kafir. حُقُوق, rights are even given to kuffar. The only difference is that if the parents were kafir, non-Muslims, and if they were to affect an individual in the oneness of Allah, in the deen of Islam, then that person has to deny everything that is coming from the parents. And even if he has to, the last resort would be to break ties with them. But that is the last resort. But as far as parents are concerned, even if they are non-Muslims, respect and honor has to be maintained all the time. Musliman kan aw kafirun. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wal wafa'u bil ahdi li muslimin kan aw kafiran. Fulfilling the promise made, whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Even if you promise something to a non-Muslim, you have to fulfill that promise. And Muslim, Allahu Akbar, we have to make sure we fulfill our promise. In a hadith, just to continue on the subject we started this Friday in the Jummah session, our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Majority of the people who will enter Jahannam will be because of a sin which is described in the hadith as Al-Ajwafani. Al-Ajwafani in the Arabic language. The companion said, Ya Rasulullah, wa mal ajwafani? What is Al-Ajwafani? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Famu wal-Faraju. The mouth and the private parts. The mouth and the private parts. No control of the mouth and a complete fulfillment of the carnal desire. Allahu Akbar. No tarteeb. Making zina, fornicating. And this is the alamat, one of the great signs of Qiyamah. That people will indulge in zina and nobody will find that is a problem. It will become a norm of society, zina. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and the young generation that is going to school and university, and even those brothers who are working in the factories in that mixed environment, and even those ladies who are working in the shops. Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us all. It's a hard world, a difficult time. It's easy to perform salah, but to save yourself from sins, that is the real ibadah. Save yourself from guna. This is the tarteeb. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. So to take control of your mouth and to take control of the private parts. You may not want to pray your tahajjud salat or be punctual in the nawafil and your tasbihat. But after your far salah, if one is, mashallah, strong in his taqwa, controlling the eyes, controlling the tongue, and even the private parts, then Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guaranteed for that individual jannat. And how long are we going to stay in this world? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith has mentioned, تَقَبَّلُوا لِي بِسِتٍ أَتَقَبَّلُوا لَكُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Take from me the practice of 6 things, and I will become your guarantor for Jannat. Practice 6 things and I guarantee Jannat for you. Subhanallah. And from the 6 things, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not mentioned namaz or zakat or to have a long beard. Allahu Akbar. No doubt, namaz, zakat is farz, and to have a beard is extremely important. To cut and to trim beard is haram, the ulama say, no doubt. But look at the beautiful information given to us, the 6 items for which one can qualify for Jannat. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يُكَذِّبُ. إِذَا حَدَّثَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يُكَذِّبُ. When one of you speaks, don't lie. Zaban ko istimal karo. Is zaman ke zariye se jhoothi baat mat bolo. Don't lie. Subhanallah al-azim. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa iza wa'ada fala yukhlif. And when you make a promise, don't break that promise. Make a promise, don't break that promise. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala, a prominent companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Iman in Makkah Mukarrama. At that time, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already migrated to Medina Munawwara. It was the time of Badr. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman was leaving Makkah Mukarrama. At the same time, even Abu Jahl left Makkah Mukarrama with a massive, powerful army. An army of 1,000 strong men, Hazar ki Lashkar. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman was going to Medina Munawwara. Abu Jahl saw him and he was captured. Baat samajh mein aayi? Abu Jahl said to him that, Huzaifa, where are you going? And the companions don't lie. He said to Abu Jahl, I am going to meet Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Saying that, Abu Jahl took out his sword and put it on the throat of Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman. And he said to him that, if you're going to Medina Munawwara to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I won't let you go alive from here. I will kill you just now, instantly. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman said, why? What is the reason? Why do you want to kill me? What for? I am one of you, the citizens of Makkah Mukarramah. He said that, no, with this army I am going to go to Medina Munawwara and I'm going to fight Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his army, referring to the first battle in Islam, which is the Battle of Badr. And the people who took part in the Battle of Badr, they are blessed people. Some of the scholars say that if you read all the names of Badriyin, the Ashab-e-Kiram, their names who were there at that time in the Battle of Badr, and make dua after praying, taking their names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your dua. This is one of the amal that the ulama prescribe. Because they were there at that time, and that event is known as Yawmul Furqan. Subhanallah. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala said to Abu Jahl the Kafir, that I promise you, I will not fight against you with the Muslims. Saying that, Abu Jahl took his sword down and he said, it's a promise you're making to me. And Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala said, that is my promise to you. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala was free to go. Reaching Medina Munawwara, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not there. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the maqam of Badr. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala went to the maqam there of Badr. He met Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side, a powerful army of 1,000 men, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only 313. Fully loaded. The kuffar, the mushrikeen. And the Muslims only had 8 swords to share between 313. Kaisi ladai? Khansa. 313 men, 8 swords, 70 camels, and 17, if I remember, horses. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala met Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he took permission from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he wants to take part in the Battle of Badr. Taking permission, he remembered the promise which he made to Abu Jahl, at that time a kafir. Allahu Akbar, at that time kya woh to kafir tha? Abu Jahl, the leader of the kuffar. And he related the entire story to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what had happened. As I left Makkah Mukarrama, Abu Jahl captured me. And he gave me freedom because of the promise that I made to him, that I will not fight for the Muslims against Abu Jahl and his army. Ya Rasulullah, I only made that promise because I wanted to save my life. The sword was on my throat. And because of that, I said that to him. Imagine if we were in that position, how many excuses we would make to make something haram, halal. Is Walker's crisp cheese and onion halal or haram? For those who really like cheese and onion flavored crisps, they go to the extremes of making things halal. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala, because you have made a promise to Abu Jahl, I will not allow you to fight with the Muslim army. Just imagine, my respected brother, a promise made to Abu Jahl, a kafir, 313 men compared to 1,000 kuffar, sharing 8 swords, every man is valuable, and a warrior like Hazrat Hudhayfa bin Yaman, he is there pleading to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how can you deprive me from this, the battle of Badr? The ayat were revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the fazilat, the virtues of Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The angels descended from the heavens in that larai, in that battle. Ya Rasulullah, give me that opportunity to take part. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, no. The promise of a mu'min finished. You have given your tongue to Abu Jahl. You have said to him that you will not fight against Abu Jahl and his army. I will not give you permission to fight and to break your promise. Subhanallah. How nice it would be if the modern world referred to all these points in history rather than all the myths and the fabricated stories that we hear and read in the newspapers. Islam is that, Islam is that, Islam is that, Islam is this. Allah trying to defame Islam. There was a time when communism was a threat to the world, especially to the modern world. When communism ended, the greatest threat to the secular world and modernism is Islam. Subhanallah. And to stop Islam and to break Islam, people go to the extremes to do whatever they want. But they don't realize what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ فَلَا يُخْلَفْ. If you have made a promise, don't break that promise. Kana Musliman aw kafiran, whether that person is a Muslim or whether that person is a kafir, no problem whatsoever. Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala was looking after Syria in the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala, and the neighboring countries were ruled by the Roman Empire. There was this constant battle between the Muslims and the Romans. And Hazrat Muawiyah was there, the leader of Syria at that time. Because of the battle, the continuation in fights, the Roman people made a meeting with Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and they made an agreement to cease fire for a certain period of time. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala agreed to that ceasefire for a certain period of time. No fight, no army on the borders, no Muslim army near the border of Syria, and no Roman army on their border, their territory at that time. When the last day came to the expiry of that, the truce that Hazrat Muawiyah made with the kuffar, the treaty, the ceasefire, the last day, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a great sahabi, great companion. فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They are illiterate people today in the Muslim world who talk bad things about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Bad things. Ma'azallah. The companion of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala went against the Sunnah, the Quran. فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ. Reading the seerah of Hazrat Muawiyah, I recall and I remember clearly that even before he embraced Islam, every time there was a fight between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, Hazrat Muawiyah accepted Iman long after, at the time when the Muslims had conquered Makkah Mukarramah. He would never ever fight against the Muslims, even when he was a kafir, a non-Muslim at that time, the companion. In the condition of kufr, he never fought against Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, Allahumma allimhu al-kitab, O Allah, give him the knowledge of Quran. That is why Hazrat Muawiyah is known as Katib-e Wahi, one of the scribes who would write the Quran when revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a great soldier. When the last day came, the expiry dates of that agreement, he called the Muslim army and he mounted them near the border of Syria. And as soon as the expiry date came into progress after sunset, after Maghrib Salat, he told the Muslim army that you are to launch an attack on the neighboring country so that when we attack them unexpectedly, we will conquer the neighboring countries and we will annex them to the Muslim empire. Remember, he's not breaking the promise. This is a strategy he came up with. That if the agreement was to end today at Maghrib time, the army was there at Maghrib time near the borders. And he was there. Straight after Maghrib Salat, he said to the Muslim army, go and launch an attack. Allahu Akbar, city by city, village by village, all the different cities in the Roman Empire at that time were conquered by the Muslims. Conquered by the Muslims. And Muslims were, Allahu Akbar, escalating. The empire was escalating. Until Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala came on horseback, shouting at Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, Qifu ya ibadullah, Qifu ya ibadullah. Stop, stop, O servants of Allah. Stop, O servants of Allah. Wafaun la ghadar, wafaun la ghadar. Fulfill your promises, no treachery, no treachery. Hazrat Muawiyah was sitting there and he said to Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, what promise have I broken? The attack was launched after the expiry date. I did not attack the neighboring country whilst the agreement was there in progress. It was only after Maghrib Salat that the Muslims attacked. Hazrat Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala said to Hazrat Muawiyah that I have heard directly from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is not jais for anyone to attack a neighboring country when you have an agreement between the two and to attack them unexpectedly. This is the hadith which I have heard from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what you have done is against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would we do, my respected brothers and elders? After taking control of the whole of the Roman Empire, neighboring countries, subhanallah, look at the iman of Hazrat Muawiyah. No arguments, no buts. Subhanallah. Not interpreting the hadith in a different way. He commanded all the soldiers, all the Muslim army, come back, give everything what you had conquered back to the Romans, take away and give everything back to them, Allahu Akbar. The Muslim army that had conquered everything of the Roman Empire because of one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, had to come back. No way in history can you find such examples. King Abdullah said to the Israeli authority that move yourselves to the 1967 borders and we are prepared to recognize Israel. SubhanAllah. Who is going to do that? Who is going to do that? Every day the Palestinian brothers are dying. Every day the Palestinian brothers are dying. 40, 50, 40, 50. And if Saddam Hussein was to move an inch from Iraq, missiles are there bombarding at him. فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Look at this beautiful example of Hazrat Muawiyah. Everything was conquered, but because of one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He called the entire Muslim army and left everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, later on, the Muslims did conquer all the parts. This is what Islam is. وَإِذَا أْتُمِنَا فَلَا يَخُنْ. If you are entrusted with an amanah, put your tough aydiyakum wahfazu furujakum. Take full control of your hands and look after your private parts. There's a board there, if you can just give me that. Inshallah, I won't take much of your time. 3 to 4 minutes, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided Islam into 5 parts. It's not just namaz, zakat, hajj, and sawm. It's not that. Islam, in fact, hukukullah, the rights of Allah, is only 1/4 in Islam. 3/4 of Islam is connected with makhluk, hukukul ibad, the rights that concern the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is belief, aqeedah, must be along. What did I write here? In accordance to the Sharia of Quran and Hadith. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. To believe in the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to understand the status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as told in the Hadith. As told in the. Don't go to the extremes. Allahu Akbar. To call Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam omnipresent, that he is hazirun wa nazirun. He is everywhere, Allahu Akbar. We only have to accept Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in accordance to the Quran and Hadith. No doubt, Ba'daz Khuda Buzruk Tuhi Kissa Mukhtasar. No one has that honor and status which is given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second one is hukukullah, to pray, to fast, pilgrimage, zakah must be observed diligently. And then again, dealings, buying, selling, transactions must respect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is very important. So when you've read your Fajr Salah, when you go out, read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika nazilla wa zallu, aw adilla wa dallu, aw azlima wa uzlama, aw ajhala wa yujhala alayya. This dua, read it and go out. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and open your shop or whatever business you do. And in your business, don't say, Lani kasam, you won't go wrong with this product. Allahu Akbar kabira. And this is wrong. Taking an oath. You want to sell something, wallahi lazim. Wallah, in the Arabs, even the Arabs have caught that now. When you go to the shops and say, wallah, wallah, there is no problem, wallah, wallah. That's wrong. Don't take a don't have to take an oath. But everything what you do has to be halal. The money that comes in must be halal. Allahu Akbar. That is ibadat. Not just namaz, not just zakah, but the wealth that you acquire that is coming in, through which you are buying rosy, through which we go for shopping, and the food we buy, it should all be halal. That is very, very important. That is why Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the tajir, the business people, will be united with anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and shuhada and saliheen. They will be with the prophets and siddiqeen because of that status, the darja. And number 4 is mutual living. One must observe the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in day-to-day living and mutual social affairs. And number 5 is your own character. One's personal character, feelings and thinking must be correct, must be in accordance to the Sharia. Inshallah, this is hukukullah and this is hukukul ibad. Both are mixed and we have to make sure, mashallah, ponder upon the 24 hours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Go to the masjid, pray salat, but after masjid, when we leave the masajid, what have we done? That is important. How much of Islam was practiced out of the masjid? That is what we have to, mashallah, make sure we are strong in. I just turn the board over, won't take long, inshallah. Every individual goes through one of the four phases. This is very, very important. Dominate me, inshallah, Basanarik. A person is either blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ni'am, that is ni'mah that Allah gives him, and no hardship falls upon him, no calamity comes, and Allah has given him all the ni'mah. He's blessed in this world. Subhanallah. For that person, what he has to do? Shukr. Continuously, he must make shukr, show gratitude, and to use that ni'mat in something that is permissible. When ni'mat is given to him, to use that ni'mat in something that is permissible. That is the tartib of that person who Allah has blessed. And alhamdulillah, for the majority of the people living in England, Allah has blessed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us everything. So for every ni'mah, we have to show shukr. Because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding from us. When He gives you ni'mah, then quickly make shukr. And if someone is mubtala in baliyya, baliyya is tribulation, azmaish, subhanallah. And when you see that person who is in azmaish, don't even despise him. Don't say to him that, oh, he is bad. A lot of people, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, sometimes they would say that, oh, those Muslims are punished because they have done such and such an act. They did that. So it is an azab on them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we are not to judge them. We are not to judge them. That is tribulation for them. Maybe their iman is accepted. Maybe they will go to Jannah before us. Our duty is to show love and sympathy towards the Muslim. But if an individual is in baliya, tribulation, then what he has to do is sabr. Sabr. Sabr is very, very important. Try not to complain. And one sabr that is mentioned in the Quran is sabrun jameelun. Sabrun jameelun is the highest form of sabr. Never ever complaining. Imagine what Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go through. My respected brothers, which father has buried 5 children in his lifetime? Which father would have gone through that? Tell me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through that. He buried all his children in his lifetime, except for Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine the tribulation, imagine the difficulty he went through. But what did he say? What did the companions know? Nothing but alhamdulillah. The only tasbih in their mouth was alhamdulillah. Anything that came, sabr, alhamdulillah. 5 young children, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried with his own hand. Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala, the son of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Hazrat Maria Qibtiya, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him in his hand. And there were tears coming out from the hand, from the eyes, auspicious eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most blissful time which Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with the woman he dearly loved, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. At the most difficult time, she died. At the most difficult time, Abu Talib died. She expired. Allahu Akbar. The most beloved uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza, was not only slaughtered, mutilated in front of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who goes through that baliyya? Who goes through that hardship? Those people who titled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be Al-Ameen, the most trustworthy. The minute he said Nabuwat is given to him, someone spat on him, Allahu Akbar. Someone said that, no, he is Majnoon, he is insane. Someone said he is Sahir, he is a magician. Someone said, no, he is a Sha'ir, he is a poet. This is the hardship which Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. So if you are in baliyya, make sabr. And there's one beautiful dua. When you see some hardship or a calamity falling on your Muslim brother, make this dua. Alhamdulillah الذي عافاني مما ابتلاق به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. She can remember that dua. Alhamdulillah الذي عافاني مما ابتلاق به وفضلنا على كثير ممن خلقنا taqdeera. That is the masnoon dua when you see a Muslim brother in difficulty. And if Allah has blessed someone with ta'at, he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient totally. And Allahu Akbar, what happens is that this disease affects those Muslims who are punctual with their five times prayer. Because of being religious people, they tend to despise and look down upon those who are irreligious. Jo religion ko bahut zyada us par amal nahi karte. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that if you have ta'at, then make sure you don't show arrogance. Takabbur nahi hona chahiye. If you are an obedient person, then make sure there is no takabbur inside you. Takabbur is also one of those invisible sins like ghibat. And finally, if one is mubtala in ma'asiyat, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tawbah astaghfirullah. He has to work hard towards tawbah. These are the four things, the four conditions. There is nothing of the fifth one. You're either in ni'mah, baliyah, ta'at or ma'asiyah. And the things what we have to do is make shukr, make sabr, not to become arrogant, and inshallah to make tawbah istighfar all the time. And inshallah if we can make amal on this, inshallah ta'ala when we leave this world, the kalima will be on the tip of our tongues and we will die in the condition of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم عافنا اللهم ارحمنا اللهم ارزقنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة.